Yeah, you know, it's an ongoing situation. We're still working with the owner, who is cooperating with the SPCA, and we find that this happens time and time again. There are times that people get in over their heads, they recognize it, they don't know where to turn for help. Sometimes they're afraid to talk to family, they're afraid to call an organization, and that's what the SPCA is here for. We're here to help the animals, but we're also here to help people and our donors ensure that we do that. In this particular situation, again, it's an ongoing situation, but we were able to bring in 39 cats today, most of them kittens. Some of them are suffering from upper respiratory infections. There are some eye issues. Some of them covered in urine. And we're working with these cats now. They're being examined right now. Once we examine these cats, once we clean them up, we'll be able to determine what level of foster care might be needed. But again, it's our donors who ensure that the SPCA can help not only these animals, but the people who are doing their best to care for them. And again, once they recognize they're in over their heads, they're afraid to make those calls. That's the type of thing the SPCA is here for. We're here to help the animals and the people.
How are these kittens right now?
The kittens are doing better now that we're slowly cleaning them up. They seem to be a little more animated. They seem to be a little more clear-eyed. They've already started receiving some medications. Again, we're talking about 39 cats that came in just today. So the cats are being evaluated, but this is one of those situations that happens with an organization that not only does animal adoptions and animal admissions, but animal investigations. In the blink of an eye, all of a sudden our population can change. So on a day where we may have been able to accept 2, 3, 4 cats to put up for adoption, that suddenly changes because we're also doing law enforcement. We're also helping people in these situations. So just in the blink of an eye, we now have 39 more cats to care for. That's why we do rely on the community when it comes to not only helping us care for the cats, but when it comes to foster care, when it comes to a bottle baby feeding. Many of these kittens are 4 weeks old, 5 weeks old. They're still being fed. They're still being bottle fed. So we really do turn to the community for so much, and there has not been a time that the community hasn't answered the request for help.
And did the owner give a reason why this happened? Did the owner surrender these? Or
it's very difficult to say. I can't speak about this particular situation. This is an ongoing situation. But in the past, when we've dealt with situations like this, it's very often people who do get in over their heads. Something makes them suddenly able to recognize the reality of the situation. They recognize the fact that they need help, but they're not sure who to talk to. They're not sure where to turn. They're not sure if they're going to get in some kind of trouble. They're afraid to talk to family, afraid to make that call to an organization. They think that they're just going to be in trouble now, or they're going to be looked at differently. So who's to say? It's a very complicated. Every situation has its own characteristics, but we've seen a little bit of everything at the SPCA. In this particular situation, the most I can say at this point is that the owner has chosen to work with us, and we're very thankful for that, because that's the way that the animals truly get the help they need.
And any word on how long it'll be before these any word on how long before these kittens will be available for adoption?
It's tough to say. Again, the animals are varying ages. They're at varying stages of illness. Some of them are a little worse than others, might take a little bit longer for them. We do have to wait until the animals are old enough to be put up for adoption. 14 of the cats from today, however, are adult cats. And again, they're at varying degrees of illness. Hopefully, as they start recovering, hopefully we'll be able to put them up for adoption sooner rather than later. We still don't know yet until we're done examining all of the cats and working with all of them. We don't know how long it will take to get some of them ready for adoption. We don't know how many will require foster homes first. I think it's important that people recognize the SPCA is here to help people. Don't be afraid to make that phone call. Again, when people are in over their heads, we don't know exactly what it is that happens that makes them, or that makes someone who cares about them, suddenly able to recognize the expanse of the situation. Don't be afraid to call the SPCA, especially once you realize that animals are suffering, once you realize that animals need help. that you may not necessarily be able to provide. That's what the SPCA is here for. We're here to serve Erie counties.